Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
About a week and a half ago, I saw a YouTube video that had about 2,000 views. Mancow Muller, Eric Mancow Muller, being waterboarded. And I emailed it to Kurt Nemo, and I said, that is going to be a big story. And sure enough, millions of views on YouTube alone, all over MSNBC, CNN, Fox, you name it, for the last week. And we've been bumbling about getting him on, but we finally just talked to him. We've been missing playing phone tag the last few days. He is coming up during the next break. Why is this important? Because I knew what the response of the media and the neocons would be. They came out and said it was fake. Because when they called Mancow's publicist for the company he works for, Talk Radio Network, they said, oh, it was just a radio stunt. But nevertheless, the waterboarding was real because the Chicago police, being control freaks, said, you can't do a waterboarding if it's real. And they said, don't worry, it's a stunt. By the way, if somebody consents to having water poured down their nose, they're allowed to do that. So that's just the police, as usual, out of control. But they've now said it's a conspiracy theory. It's not torture. You see, Mancow had been supporting torture and then going further and saying that this wasn't torture, though it's one of the most effective tortures. It brings on a panic attack. And as bad as it is in a controlled, air-conditioned environment with your friends around you laughing, he gave up in 6 seconds, the average person in about 15. Imagine having somebody jump on your stomach with their knee, like Jesse Ventura talked about in SEAL training, in the BUDS training, escape and evasion training. And imagine being, you know, locked up for 3 days, hanging by your wrist in a metal shed or a bamboo hut with mosquitoes biting you, with guys jabbing you with AK-47s and knocking your teeth out before they do it. And it's just done as a form of humiliation and control and to get fake data. And oh, the evil North Koreans, the evil Cambodians, the evil Russians, the Soviets, they would torture people. But when we do it, it's good. It's good old-fashioned America. So that is coming up. We're going to have our once-a-month visit that we have here on air with Mike Rivero, whatreallyhappened.com. Also, we'll be covering all the news that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and some new things we posted at PrisonPlanet.tv. Then we have an hour break in there. An hour break in there in the third hour. I am going to exclusively do nothing in the third hour but cover the cashless society control grid. And I tried writing notes last night and printing articles backing this up, and the problem is there's too much evidence. And yes, they admit they're getting your front door GPS coordinates for drones that'll be deployed and are being deployed all over the United States to come gun you down at your front door. That's in the news. Microsoft's new Xbox is coming out with a camera that face scans you. They'll get log on. Dare and McGruff and the feds are going around to all the public schools and daycares without even asking the parents and trying to take DNA samples. I mean, you got the baby's blood at birth illegally. All American slaves for 36 years have had their blood taken illegally. But that isn't enough. And they're getting biometric finger scans of every finger for the grid. So that's coming up. It's just a very important third hour today. And then, he hadn't been on this in a few months, always has a lot of data and info and a great intellect. Webster Griffin Tarpley, in the last hour today, joins us from the suburbs of Washington, D.C., to break down what's really happened with General Motors and a lot more. A totally jam-packed transmission today. I am Alex Jones. This is the last-ditch effort against the global technocracy, the slave grid. The insertion into the matrix is now taking place. Do you want to be inserted into a physical matrix? It's coming up. Stay with us.
today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Eric Mancow Muller, syndicated radio talk show host, Sally. That's right, Sally. We decided to start calling him Sally.
You know, I like when you spank me and call me Sally.
Man, you are something else. I was saying, should I call you Eric Mancow Muller? And you said, call me whatever I want. And I said, Sally, okay, I'll call you Sally. And
Sally.
Now your new name will be Sally.
Whatever. How are you, Alex?
I was about to say something really horrible.
You troublemaker.
You know what? I saw this early last week, and I said, that's going to be big when it had a few thousand views on YouTube. Now it's millions all over international television. And now you supposedly are a Che Guevara hardcore communist, according to the controlled right wing, even though you actually support torturing people still. You just admit it's torture. You're now bad because you dare admit it's torture.
Alex, my friend, you've done it. You've done it again. Look, this is a lose-lose situation for me. I was convinced that water sprinkle in the face was not torture. The right loved me. The left continued to loathe me. I am not a Republican. I am not a dummy crap. I am a libertarian. Now, the stupid people in this country don't know what that is. They hear libertarian and think, oh, liberal, well, you must like Obama. No, I want the government to leave me and my family alone. I want to be able to drink raw milk that isn't controlled by the government. I want school choice. I want these sorts of things.
Pure Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, yeah. And what's happened here is I set out to prove that it wasn't torture, and I came to believe after I was waterboarded live on my silly little radio show that it was torture. And what happened is, you have to understand, look, Pelosi knew, the dummy craps knew, the Republicans knew, everybody knew. So it's not left and right. That's the game they play. I'm left, I'm right. You know, listen to the puppets. But who is the Geppetto here? It's the corporate-run country. So they have a vested interest in this never being decided. So when Fox and MSNBC and CNN and others came out and said, wow, this is torture, they want it to be kind of a non-issue. Now, I also said this is a bigger issue than me. I cannot make the decision on this. I'm an imperfect individual. I don't believe that our brave, proud people in the military did this for their jollies. I think they did it to save American lives. Would I pour water down somebody's nose to save my child? Yes. And I would do the same for your child, Alex, or any of your listeners. So, I'm in a really ugly position here, friend.
But that's the issue, is you're seeing what the neocon establishment is doing. You go on air and you say, I still support this, but it is torture. And that isn't enough for them. They want us to play the mental mind game of saying, no, this doesn't cause a panic attack. No, this doesn't simulate drowning. And I had Jesse Ventura on yesterday. He pointed out that, you know, in the escape and evasion training in the Navy, they also jump on your stomach with their knee while they pour the water down your nose. And they've got to have medics there on top of it because this would, you know, really hurt people. I think Dick Cheney and Nancy Pelosi and other people that have been saying this isn't torture, how about they get waterboarded? I mean, volunteer for it.
Well, listen, I want to say something about what you just said. There is a lie that is going around, okay, and that is that it's drowning. Now, I talk about in my book, as a kid, I drowned, and I had to be brought back.
It simulates drowning, is what I said.
But Alex, it doesn't. It doesn't. I've been whitewater rafting, even in your area. You're an outdoorsman, I know. This isn't gulping for air. This isn't like drowning in a pool. This isn't like that. This is worse. And to your listeners.
Oh, really?
To your listeners who say, as I did, you could hold your breath. This goes into your sinuses, fills up the back of your skull with water. It cuts off all oxygen to your brain, and it's instantaneous. I had severe chest pains. I had, I went into this laughing, the smart ass that I am. I thought it was no big deal. Let me just say something else. Immediately, these bloggers, and I believe many of them are fronts for government agencies. They lie.
Well, let me stop you. That's declassified that tens of billions are spent by both parties a year in fake news and fake blogs.
Right. So you can't find who they are. You can't sue them. You can't. So all these lies went out that I had perpetrated a hoax. Now, look, I have a silly little radio show. I wasn't trying to say that when I got waterboarded, it was exactly what happened at Guantanamo Bay. So people would say things like, well, was it a licensed torturer? No, it was not. Did you have chains around you? No. Here's what it was, and this is not the Khmer Rouge method or anything else. This is the CIA. Your legs have to be up, you're elevated, your head back, and water is poured in your nose and in your mouth. That's it. And so for them to try to discredit me, I wasn't trying to do it exactly like at Guantanamo. I was trying to prove that it was not torture. I don't understand how they think I would fake it to prove myself wrong.
But the Army Field Manual since the 1960s says it's one of the most effective forms of torture.
Right.
So there's never been a debate. They just continue with an ignorant public to tell them that it's a fun thing to happen and it's no big deal.
Right.
And I've talked to people that have been waterboarded. They said it totally. It just elicits the panic response. Is that what happened with you?
Alex, it was horrific, and it was instantaneous. And I went in like a punk, laughing, and I thought I could hold my breath for 30 seconds to a minute. Came over, it's not torture. And I want to tell you, it was good night, Irene. It felt like my brain had been short-circuited. I was up at night on my knees praying to God, please, I have two little daughters. I just want to live. I was having chest pains. It messed with my body.
Okay, describe what it did. Describe the process.
Well, I mean, it's... I'm laying back. My legs are up. My legs were bound. My hands were bound. They started to pour the water. You can see it on the Internet. But they started to pour the water, and I'm thinking, okay. And it went right into my nose and shut down my brain. And, man, I wanted this to end. Now I'm a little bit embarrassed. They were saying 8 seconds. It may actually have been short of 8 seconds. It was something I wanted to stop. But look, that's why we used it. And again, three people were waterboarded. If we picked up somebody off the battlefield and we could save lives, I think it's a bigger issue than what I can address. I really do. I think it's too big of an issue for me, Alex. Should we do it? Look, if it's going to save American lives, I don't know. I also want to tell you, I'm sure you already know, about the Manchester documents. Manchester documents found in Manchester, England, where some of my favorite music comes out of. And it was the Al-Qaeda playbook. And they basically say, no matter what, claim torture. So, you know, you give them too much Captain Crunch at Guantanamo, they claim torture. They claim torture for everything. So I wanted to prove this was just another thing they claim torture about, the ACLU in league with them, everything else, and I was going to prove that it wasn't torture. So
well, man, Cal Mueller, syndicated radio host who did last week, made major headlines throughout this week for those that just joined us being waterboarded and coming out and saying, yes, it's torture. Look, this is, and you know why they're attacking you. It's because you have supported the view that it's not torture and supported go ahead and use harsh interrogation to, quote, you know, win the war and save the military lives. But that's why this has been so damning to them. Obviously, now you're seeing the disingenuousness and the deceptiveness of these people as they're coming out and now trying to discredit you and saying you're a liar, all because when separately the PR firm at Talk Radio Network, you know, totally separate in the company, and I know how this stuff works, they, you know, the police show up saying you can't waterboard. They say, don't worry, it's just a hoax. And then now they're trying to spin that and use that. But I mean, that's asinine. It's on video. They poured the water down your nose. The Army admits it's torture.
But Alex, that's not exactly what happened. Look, the network that syndicates my show, the police here in my city, the company that runs my home base station, building management, my insurance company, everybody, you know, we talked about it for a few days. And look, I understand. I can't allow an employee to waterboard. You could die. I'm not going to allow one of my employees to waterboard. Would you, Alex?
Hey, I've already decided, man, I'll announce it now. I'm going to get an actual somebody trained in it, and I'm going to be waterboarded. Okay. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to see if I can hold out 30 seconds.
Well, you know, I hope you can, and maybe you'll do a different version than I did. My version.
Well, I'm going to get the full deal. I'm going to have them stick my head completely. See, that's a field waterboarding that you got.
Yeah.
The hardcore type. Have you seen Conspiracy Theory with Mel Gibson when they put him on a stretcher and stick his head in the water?
That's about you.
That's the real deal.
That movie was about you, wasn't it?
No, but the Woody Harrelson character in the 2012 movie, I've talked to him, is me, but go ahead.
All right. No, so whatever. We had to tell people that, we're not really going to do it because we didn't want to get shut down.
I understand.
The fact is we did it, and it's horrific, but should we use it to save lives? Alex, it's a tough one. What do you think?
Well, I know that now that if our troops get captured, foreign governments can torture them and say it's okay. And I know that our founders figured out it was bad. The British did it. Our forefathers didn't. They spoke out against it and said that they want to take the high road.
Yep.
And torture gets you fake evidence, like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed saying he bombed buildings that were built 3 years after he was arrested. And I think it's a very, very slippery slope. And certainly there's been some people, you know, exaggerating and using it for political purposes. But on the other hand, the media hasn't really reported on the Army's own report, General Tagumbu's report, about raping children in front of their parents.
Oh, dear God.
And so I'm against it because we lose our soul once we start down this road, Mango.
You may be right. You also do know that, they did get good information as well out of waterboarding. They did get some good information. But look, this is not a question for me. Honestly, it's too heavy of an issue for me.
Well, you know, I thought about doing waterboarding 6 months ago to show how it's torture, but it wouldn't be as effective if I did it. The fact that you didn't think it was torture was more effective.
I guess. Look, here's what I did learn, and it's kind of what I've known for a long time. As I looked behind the curtain of Oz, you really, and I've got a chance to see what's happening.
What's happening is the music. Manka, I know you're doing two radio shows a day now. Let me talk to you during the break, see if you can hold over five more minutes. If not, if not, we'll let you get back to all the important work you're doing.
But you missed the most important thing of all.
Stay there. There is Mancal Muller planting the hook for us. And we'll give you his website when we get back. Ours is InfoWars.com.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 2nd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 98210. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,009.90, $504.95 for the half ounce, and $252.48 for the quarter ounce. That's $109.90, $504.95, and $252.48.
Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
Cal Mueller has now had the dirty deeds done to him by the establishment media, coming out and saying he's a liar, it's not torture, that he staged all of that, when clearly you can see that either he's an Academy Award actor or it certainly upset him. You can see the water being poured down his nose by a strapping Marine. And then they go, well, he's not a professional torturer. I mean, it's very simple. You went off what the CIA says, this is the way you do it.
Yeah, I love this. And it is a right-wing thing, and I'm a libertarian. Left or right, you can keep it. It is interesting, isn't it? Look, my dad was the mayor of Lakehurst, New Jersey. This is where the Hindenburg went down. Which political party would he belong to? I wonder if some of these liberals, if they ever actually read anything that their hero wrote or said, I'm talking about JFK, they would be considered crazy nowadays. This nation has turned into one big party. As I said, everybody says left or right, but they're all the same. The powers that be. And so it's really amazing. This Oz-like curtain of Washington, before we went to break, I was talking about this. I've seen behind the curtain, folks, and let me assure you, they all suck. To pick a side is like picking between ass or lung cancer. Okay? So you can vote any way you want. It doesn't matter. They want your money, and they want more and more crippling regulations that keep in the driver's seat. The whole time they talk about how, you know, they're doing it for your children. They take your freedoms as they're doing it for your children. So here I am in Obama land. I'm in Chicago. I've watched this smoothie surrounded by lowlifes sweet talk his way into the White House. And I can't believe that people believe that Obama, like Christ, walked across the cesspool of corrupt Windy City politics into the most powerful office in the world. I mean, people need to grow up. So here I did this waterboarding. I upsetted the political apple cart in America. It may be career suicide because I dared to ask questions. Look, I wanted to prove that it was not torture. And I discovered, to my surprise, that it was torture. So instantly everyone hated me, Democrat and Republican alike, right? The bleeding heart liberals thought it was some conservative trick, and we were laughing at the Republicans, felt they were betrayed. The fact is...
And that's because the Democrats are so deeply involved in it that they all have to cover it up.
Pelosi knew. I'm waiting for someone with a sandwich board to walk up and down the streets of Washington and have it say Pelosi knew. That's exactly right. Look. The Bush regime, everybody signed off on it. Pelosi knew. The dummy craps knew. So it is cover your ass season right now in Washington, D.C.
Yes, this shatters the left-right paradigm. And man, Cal, in closing, I want you to fire your website and we're folks can hear your show. But I mean, what's incredible is we knew a year ago he was going to set up youth brigades and red and black uniforms. But now the military ads with them doing military marches are on TV. And now they've introduced bills to totally ban entire classes of firearms. They've introduced the Cyberbullying Act. They've got Hannah Montana in character pushing, arresting someone. I mean, this makes the hate crime stuff pale in comparison. I mean, this is even amazing me how fast it's moving. Man, Cal Mueller, your comments on that.
What is going on? Too many things to comment on. My website, it's mancal.com, if you must know. Alex, I'll tell you, look, free speech, we must protect unique voices, not the lemmings. Land of the free, land of the free. I say we are land of the lemmings running off the cliff, and I love that we have unique voices like Alex Jones. And Alex, you're one of the most unique out there.
Well, getting back just briefly in the last minute or two, where is this going with the... Well, you're one of the most unique as well, Mancow. Thank you. Where is all this going with them denying and challenging you and saying it isn't torture?
Here's the problem, okay? I mean, look, there are a lot of stupid people out there. You don't believe me, go for a walk. Go for a drive. You'll be amazed. Everybody's stupid but you. Everybody seems to be living in their own movie, right? It's all about me, 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 me. Every city has streets named after people one way. Everybody's got their little, iPods on. They're walking in the traffic not paying attention. But not everybody's a moron, Alex. Not everybody's stupid. There are a lot of smart people, and all they have to do is see that video. So when the government has their phony baloney bloggers coming up trying to destroy me, they cannot have it out there. They must protect the status quo. They must remain in power. They're in it together, and stop buying into it. Just stop playing the games, folks. Just forget it. Left, right, they're the same.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, the whole house of cards falls as soon as people realize that Obama whining and complaining about torture.
That's why
meanwhile,
they're putting cameras. That's why they're putting cameras everywhere. They're ready for us to revolt. Hey, every stoplight in Chicago, I just got a Cobra. I went to Cobra.com, okay, and I got a red light camera detector so that I can see when the government's watching me. You think they're putting up all these cameras because they're concerned about people running red lights? No, they're getting ready because they know this facade is about to crumble. They keep saying we've reached the bottom. We haven't reached the bottom. Folks, the greatest depression is coming.
All right, Mancow, we'll talk to you soon. Appreciate you coming on the show.
All right, brother.
Take care. There goes Mancow, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'll come back, tell you all the news that's coming up and the guest today. Keep it locked in. This is the GCN Radio Network. Our websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.net, InfoWars.com, TruthNews.us, JonesReport.com, ObamaDeception.net. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Straight on for the New World Order. Straight on. Got Mike Rivero for an hour joining us. We'll open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 gets you up and on the air. And then we've got Webster Tarpley in the last hour. In the third hour, I'm going to break down the cashless society control grid and how it ties in to the cybersecurity bill that will end free speech as we know it, track everything you purchase, everything you buy, everything you sell, everything you do, how it ties into the DARE program, to McGruff the crime dog, to the face scanning cameras, to the biometrics, to the RFIDs, the control grid. That is coming up. Before I go to some of your phone calls, let me go ahead and break down the news that we will expand on throughout this transmission. I could only get Mancow on at the start of the show. We've been playing phone tag again for a week with him. And so that's why we did the first 20 minutes or so with him. That is now completed. I don't normally start the show with a guest, but when we have to, we have to. By the way, Gerald Celente is coming up later in the week. Alan Watt, Ron Paul next week. I'm noticing a lot of other shining stars in the Congress as well who are really fighting the New World Order and have many of the same positions as we do under the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Liberty. And I want to start getting some of those other congressmen and women on, so you'll be hearing more of those in the future. That's an initiative we're launching. I also want to give a report sometime this week on the good things that are happening, the successes we're happening, and the solutions so we can expand these successes that we've already had. Okay, let me just read the headlines themselves. You know I can never do this. So I always go back and comment on them and then never get into the stack, but I'm going to do it right now. This is the type of news I have in my stack. Poll finds Irish support for EU-Lisbon Treaty rises. They did that last time. It's a complete and total lie. They said last time it was going to pass. That's from Reuters. You see, I can't just read the headlines. The Great Carbon Credit Con, why are we paying the third world to poison its environment? Daily Mail. Well, you've hit on the plan. All the toxic waste with no restrictions is in the third world, which will actually hurt the environment, which the eugenicists and the Royal Commission documents admit they want to do. Ha, ha, ha. Who would ever imagine the actual environmental chiefs are eugenicists that know the earth is incredibly hard to kill and just want to poison off humanity? Spy chips guiding CIA drone strikes, locals say. This is out of Wired.com. Confirmed what we already knew years ago. They come and GPS people's front doors or throw RFID into the house. And then the cruise missile shoots into the person's house. They get $150 per house. And they admit they just go put them in innocent people's houses to get the money. And just like they get $25,000 per head in Afghanistan for totally innocent 14-year-old goat herders who have no connection to Taliban or Al-Qaeda because they're all CIA. And they take them to the camps to be tortured to death. And then people come on the air here and make excuses and say everything's fine when the Army's own report admits it. So there you have it. And they, by the way, are marking your doors for the feds, for NORTHCOM, for Homeland Security, with drones as well. And that's it now admitted on the news. That's coming up. Oh, yes, to send a drone right to your house to kill you deader than a hammer. And it'll face scan you first to make sure it's you. That's why they take digital photos of all your kids in the public schools. They have computer programs to morph the development of your child so they can later, even if they don't get a face scan later, can kill you deader than a hammer. New security restrictions at border. They are now starting to thumbprint you when you come in and out of the U.S., but Mexican illegal aliens are exempt. That's actually in the news. And when you leave the U.S., you get face scanned and thumbprinted when you go into other countries, part of a global agreement. Background TV can harm children's speech. Another big government study reported on by the Daily Mail. Not only does watching television cause massive degeneration in the brain and early onset of different brain disorders like ALS and Alzheimer's, but a new study shows that it destroys speech and conversation in the home and causes the destruction of the vocabulary and stunts the development of the vocabulary. Get into that for you. Tennessee speeders could get fingerprinted. I keep meaning to get to this. This is kind of in the stack of news I haven't covered dealing with cashless society control grid. Of course, this is just out of Tennessee. Everywhere, everyone when you get stopped, whether you're ticketed or not, will be biometrically enrolled. They're training you to do this, And then when you buy and sell, you'll have to do it. We're total control, and it will be a serious felony if you don't thumb scan when you mow somebody's yard or you get a haircut, ending the cashless, the cash society, putting us into the cashless society. Housing bailout bill creates national fingerprint registry all over the nation, CPAs, carpenters, school teachers, realtors, every profession, doctors, lawyers, you're criminals and have to biometrically be scanned in, bringing federal control over your profession. And I'm giving you kind of a prelude of the control grid coming up. Fingerprinting program threatens privacy for CPAs, accountants, Homeland Security to scan fingerprints of travelers exiting the U.S. U.S. tries exiting tracking system. Army starts testing Judge Dredd weapon, Fox News. Bullets that shoot around corners. Bullets that scan your face. They have your digital photo in them. The exploding missile flies up and blows your head off. All part of the new freedom, but they want our little tinker toy guns so they can rout us properly with all the roid-heady foreigners they've hired to be troops. Sweat equals threat. Army looks at abnormal perspiration as sign of harmful intent. That's right, with the whole smart grid. It says the Army will be running all U.S. airports is out of Wired News. They'll be running all the major airports as they already are, and if they see you sweating, they'll take you away for questioning. Why did your husband get taken away? Well, he was sweating, and then they beat him to death. But, you know, we've got to support the officers. It's so good to have the U.S. military used against the American people. Where'd your brother go? Oh, he got taken away for re-education. He was sweating. And they have face scanners that decide if you're frowning or upset, that's a sign you're with Al-Qaeda. Of course, all the real funding's for gun owners, conservatives, veterans. You are the target. Those of you that are helping enforce this will find that out soon enough, but too late, of course, for you. Bankers lobbied secretly to keep derivatives under Federal Reserve oversight and away from real scrutiny and secret. Aaron Dykes points out the obvious, but it's finally in the mainstream news. Stuff we put in the Obama deception, but Aaron did a great report up at Infowars.com that everybody should see. Just a child with a temper is what they're saying about the policeman who on video in New York, in Yonkers, beat this woman half to death, breaking her jaw, blacking both her eyes, bruises all over her body, slamming her head repeatedly in the concrete, pools of blood, for no reason. And he's been found not guilty, and they say this is good. And there's all these videos coming out of cops running up to suspects who have their hands spread out eagle and kicking them savagely hard enough to kill them, heads flying back, blood spewing, and the police come on the news and laugh and say, we call this adjusting their head, and then they even laugh on TV. It's funny that you've been given the green light to go absolutely wild. I heard local news defending the police shooting two black men in the back, asleep in a car, and then the police keep saying on the news, we thought he was reaching for a gun, and the news comes out and says he had a gun. You go read the police report, there was no gun. They don't care. They put it out on the news that he had a gun. Again, it's the same news that tells you it's the law to take vaccines when it's not. It's all about deception, all about lying. So the talking point out in Austin is a federal lawsuit's been filed, goes like this. Oh, this bad family suing over the fact their son was shot in the back and killed in cold blood. That's going to cost taxpayers money. No, having mad dog, out-of-control cops is going to cost us money. That's what's going to cost us money. So see, oh, we're with the police, poor things. Oh, there's a suit. And they were literally demonizing the family on two different talk stations I tuned into, driving into work. It was unbelievable. And then they went on to say, oh, well, this guy had been arrested before for drugs. And so the callers were saying, good, killing. Oh, the CIA ships the drugs in openly, caught routinely. The big banks openly launder the money, but that's okay. But if anybody's ever had an arrest for drugs, he had an arrest, not a conviction, kill him. And I've heard people say you shouldn't be out at night. Kill him. Kill everybody. This is the attitude. This is the attitude. Now, when your son or daughter gets killed by the police, it won't be so funny. But see, you'll have the local news and the media and the police lobby out there telling you it's a great thing. And it goes on and on. And, of course, the squad car videos malfunctioned. Just like they said the subway train video malfunctioned out in Oakland. And then witnesses said, no, that he was in handcuffs. They shot the guy in the back. And the police said, the public's lying. They're nothing but liars. We've done nothing wrong. Everything's fine. And this went on and on for a while. Then they said, oh, the surveillance cameras in the subway system, the train station, they malfunctioned. They weren't working, kind of like 7-7 and Madrid and every other terror attack and the Pentagon. And the Fed seizing all the cameras from 9-11 in lower Manhattan. And in Austin, you know, they shoot you in the back. Oh, the cameras weren't on. And then it turned out with that case in California, the police lied. Oh, my goodness. Because a train was driving by. And what does the train video pick up? The train on the other platform. The police didn't think to stop that train and go in and confiscate all the cell phone videos. Several people shot the entire thing. You have police run up and say, lay down. And these young men who came back from a fireworks display lay down. Somebody called in a fist fight on a train. Turned out these were not the guys. But they're black, so you know the news was kind of like, ah, go ahead and kill them. You know, because everybody knows all blacks are criminals, according to the media. And so they lay down, and they put this one guy in handcuffs, and he's kind of leaning up off his chest saying, come on, man. I'm just shoving my head in the ground. And then they put him in handcuffs, and then the cop just pulls his gun out, shoots him in the back. Bullet goes through him, bounces off the concrete, back up to his chest. And the police then go around slamming his head in the ground and roughing him up, kind of having a little victory assault that they just killed him. And the guy was obviously feeding off of this and getting off. So they slam him down on the ground some more and then go around grabbing everybody's cell phone cameras to cover up the murder. And then the train pulls off. And that's all we see. And we got the police reports now out of Oklahoma, and we got the local witness reports. They all match people that were coming out of businesses and saw the whole altercation. The police in Oklahoma just pull over an ambulance with a woman who's collapsed of heat exhaustion, complaining, thought it was a heart attack. And they run up and start pushing the EMT that gets out. And the guy's going, what's going on here? And the cops are screaming, you should have got out of my way. And he's like, I couldn't. Because it was traffic in front of him, the cop's on a power trip. Turns out he's gone after ambulances not once but twice. Last time with a pregnant woman in the back. He just doesn't like the fact that the ambulances don't get out of his way. It's a God complex. His daddy's the local judge and all that, you know, classic story. And so the other EMT says, well, I guess I'll help this lady. So he's in the back helping her, and the cops run up and say, do not help her. You're under arrest. And the EMT looks at him like he's crazy. He says, what are you talking about? This is an ambulance. And the cop starts shoving him, and he's like, hey, man. The EMT says, what's your problem? It's all on video. We've played it here. What's your problem? I mean, this is an ambulance. She's sick. I'm going to help her. So the cop grabs him by the arm, tries to pull it behind his back to torture him, and the EMT pulls his hand back. Well, that's the assault. That's why they said they're going to go ahead and charge the EMT. He pulls his hand back from the mad dog and lunatic. See, now the ambulances have got to maybe be shot. See, next it'll be gunning them down, and it'll be, well, they need to die, and they shot the patient, too. They deserve it. This is how we do it to keep you safe. This is mental illness. This is tyranny. It always happens. The power goes to their head. So then the cops start choking the EMT, and the EMT figures out, boy, they're about to kill me. So he totally controls himself, lets them choke him, and is saying, you're choking me. You're choking me. You're choking me. And then finally the cops settle down, look like reality comes to them, and they start patting the son who was following the ambulance on the back, saying, the son's like, will you just please let my mother go to the hospital? And the cops kind of notice how crazy they are, and They go, okay, let's go to the hospital, and they take them to the hospital and don't arrest anybody. But then the higher-ups say, look, we got to charge people. We got to cover this up, Bubba. You did it again. What's your thing with ambulances? You know that's happening at the state police office going, oh, you know, look out. He saw an ambulance like a bird dog seeing a bird or a rabbit. This is like the dogs at the dog track with the electronic rabbit that's released that they chase. But the issue is, this guy wasn't off the force the last two times he pulled over ambulances with their lights on. And he's going to keep doing it. And he's going to keep doing it. And the police are going to go on TV and say it's normal. Because the system wants to defend their minions. And they want them to know, no matter what you do in this coming tyranny, you're going to be backed up. And so the police are going to become universally hated. And the good cops are going to leave, and it's going to get worse and worse. We'll take some phone calls when we get back. Tell you about some of the other news. China suspends North Korean exchanges. Top Democrats come out and say banks openly run the country. Carter breaks with Obama, says probe Bush officials. We'll give you the latest GM data, how they're moving to China and other countries. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Back in April, Salon reported top Senate Democrat bankers own the U.S. and Congress. And that was said by Senator Dick Durbin on local Chicago radio. We played that clip here on air. Now, another member of the Congress has gone public Headline, Banks Run Congress, Top Democrat Says. This is out of Raw Story. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to deduce that the banking and financial services industry has an outsized influence in Congress. Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and J.P. Morgan Chase each got bailouts of $25 billion in government bailouts last year. Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs got $10 billion apiece, and AIG, the mammoth insurer that lost billions in bad derivatives debts, had sucked in more than $170 billion. Yeah, and then they paid that out to the before-mentioned banks and brokerage firms. Meanwhile, President Barack Obama is, in a recent bailout speech in California, Colin Patterson, Democratic chairman of the Agriculture Committee, says he knows who to blame. The banks run the place, Peterson told the New York Times in Monday's edition. I will tell you what the problem is. They give three times more money than the next biggest group. It's huge the amount of money they put into politics, and he went on from there. And here's the problem. They will run around advertising that they own everything. They will lobby to pass laws to restrict political giving and write in loopholes where only they can give money. That's how these people operate. The big banks financed the campaign finance reform bill that doubled the amount of money that big corporations could give but restricted what individual citizens could give. I mean, it never ends with these criminals. So I thought I'd cover that. More on the GM situation coming up. Right now, let's go ahead and start taking some of your phone calls. John in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Alex. I have a story I wanted to tell you. I bought a book a while back called The Forsaken, and it was about the Stalin purges, all the Americans that went to work for the Ford Motor Company in Russia, and they got caught up in the purges.
Yes.
So anyway, in the book, they had a story told about Stalin and a secret policemen were in a room, and they were laughing and laughing, and they said the reason they were laughing, they said Stalin had tears in his eyes because the secret policeman was telling about one of the Communist Party officials that Stalin had arrested and had shot, and the guy was telling Stalin, mimicking how the guy was on his knees pleading for his life. And so anyway, it went after that that it said that after that, Stalin, 3 weeks later, Stalin had that secret policeman arrested and shot too. And that's, you name the dictatorship, that's the kind of stuff that goes on. And that's where we're heading right now. So all these cops up there, all these government officials, I think they're part of the program. Well, they better think again.
Most of them are weak-minded and believe their own propaganda. But, yes, these predatory systems statistically attack their own more often than they even go after those that are fighting them. And I refuse to live on my knees. I refuse to lick the boots of the government. I refuse to be a serf and a slave. I will not go along with the New World Order,
you know,
ever, period.
All this torture stuff is coming out as part of the breaking down process. They want to get people broken down for they can use torture here in the United States on people, and people will be shrugging their shoulders and say, well, we all...
No. It's worse than that. They call it pain compliance or pressure compliance. It's in the extras of my film, Martial Law. They break your arms, and federal judges say, if you're sitting in front of an abortion clinic or protesting the cutting down of trees, they can break your arms. They can beat you with nunchucks. Of course, they're complete criminals. But no. You're absolutely right. They are legitimizing. What do you think tasers are? These are cattle prods. We're in a slave grid.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.